Well, this is big news, big headline. I don't know where it's going. It's not over, I can promise you that. That's just not going to be the case. But here's, for example, the Detroit News headline. Michigan's high court upends Flint water cases. What? Yep. The attorney general vows to refile charges of course, but experts see an uphill battle. The Michigan Supreme Court yesterday overturned the state's use of one-man grand juries to issue indictments in the Flint water criminal cases, a decision that is likely to upend the second round of prosecution linked to the city's water crisis, including charges against former Governor Rick Snyder. I have heard some people say, well, thank goodness Rick is off the hook. They know him as Rick. Nobody's off the hook yet here because first of all, we have an attorney general that goes her own way. Doesn't really matter what the law says or whatever. Depends on what she feels about it. So she feels she still has to go after him. I'm sure it's got nothing to do with he was a Republican governor. But meanwhile, be that as it may, we do have access to some of the best guests in all of radio. It just happens to be a regular guest of ours and friend who was right there and in the heart of what was happening in Flint, and that, of course, was Detroit area attorney Todd Flood. So Todd Flood is on the other end of our line. You're becoming a regular here, Todd, and I'm glad.
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me, Paul. It's a pleasure always being with you.
Well, it's our pleasure having you here. With the Supreme Court, Michigan Supreme Court, overturning the state's use of one-man grand juries to issue indictments, in this case, in the Flint water criminal cases, I suspect that this is something that's going to have to be looked at in other cases as well. But tell us your insight, having spent so much time in Flint.
Well, you can use a one-man grand jury. You've got to use it the right way. You get a separation of powers. The one-man grand jury, the judge, can't do the investigation and issue the charges. They just misuse the one-man grand jury. Kim Worthy wants to use the one-man grand jury for violent crimes. She could still do that with investigations, bring people in, have them testify. And we also have that in what is called an investigative subpoena, so they don't have to worry about retribution. But still has to be the prosecutor, the prosecutor's arm that has to issue the charges, the indictment, not the judge. So that was the faux pas. In this particular case, sadly so, and I was involved, and I did bind over Nick Lyon and others on involuntary manslaughter. I did go in court, and we used the adage, two is one and one is none, prove the case twice and do it in public and let the defense attorneys have their day in court along with the defendants. They dismissed those cases in 2019, Dana Nessel did, and Fadwa, and then restarted the case all over using the one-man grand jury. Came up with basically the same charges, although we weren't charging the governor with a misdemeanor. In this particular case that they have now, that they dismissed, that the judge dismissed, this is what happened. Nick Lyon's attorneys, Mr. Bursch, filed a motion in circuit court and said that this one-man grand jury was wrong. The judge in the circuit court denied Mr. Bursch. Mr. Bursch took it up to the Supreme Court because they granted cert. And the Supreme Court said to the circuit court, you all got it wrong. The way they did this, the way they handled it, it's wrong. So they reversed the circuit court. Nick Lyon's case got dismissed. Therefore, all the other defendants are going to follow that precedence and ask for their cases to be dismissed, rightfully so, because of the way it was done. And the arguments and what was put in papers by the attorneys was that the judge in this case was meeting with the prosecutor on a regular basis, not necessarily always on the record. So there were a lot of things. That's why I think Chief Justice McCormick called it the Star Chamber review, because things were done in the dark. But be that as it may, all of the cases that were charged for misconduct in office, the misdemeanor charges that the governor faced, those are barred, it looks like, by statute of limitations. The only cases that wouldn't be barred by the statute of limitations would be the involuntary manslaughter cases. Those have a 10-year statute of limitations. So that's one hurdle. Now, the second hurdle is they didn't use it, what we call a taint review team, and the second go-around of this investigation. In other words, they get privileged communications. So how are they going to get around the taint review problem? That would mean that they would have to go through all of that discovery again and have a taint review process. And two, they would have to probably have a new team, because you can't unring the bell of getting privileged information. So, I, you know, for all practical purposes, this is a yes. Could they recharge involuntary manslaughter? Yes, they could, but it's I just don't see that happening. I mean, candidly, it doesn't. It looks to be a futile expedition here in trying to jurisprudence, but they may try. They may try to go at it. I don't know. I don't see it happening.
Well, do you agree with this statement from Crane's Detroit Business? Its quote says, "It's an astonishing defeat for Attorney General Dana Nessel, who took office in 2019, got rid of a special prosecutor, and put together a new team to investigate whether crimes were committed when lead contaminated Flint's water system in 2014-2015. She stepped in and immediately got rid of you and all of the work that you had done. That it's not proving to have been a good move, it seems to me.
Well, we, you know, can Monday morning quarterback, but yeah, we were on track. We were going to trial. There would have been put, 12 people would have been put in a jury box, and we would have had the case, and that would have been over. Due process, we win, lose, you know, whatever the case may be, we would have had due process, and the courts and the citizens could have seen the evidence again. And that's sad, because it would have been done by now. Unfortunately, that's not the case. And you know, with the victor goes the spoil. I was the spoil in that situation, because they removed our work and removed our time. But
and they had to pay for it. They still had to pay for it, and they didn't use it. I mean, at this point, anyway.
Right.
All right. Todd Flood, Detroit area attorney, of course, a fine prosecutor in Wayne County. Prosecutor Kim Worthy now has to look at all of the various cases that she has based on the ruling. We'll find out what that means and how that all turns out, too. Got a lot of faith in her. Thank you, Todd.
I do, too. Thank you, Paul W.
It is 729 at 760 WJR.